Utah's reliance on federal funds has declined since 2010. That's according to a new report by the state auditor. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Every year, State Auditor John Dougal is required to scrutinize the federal dollars that state agencies use. It's the state's largest single funding source, more than sales and income taxes, and it's going down in the short term.
The number we published this year was 23% of total state expenditures come from the federal government. So that's about $4.3 billion.
5 years ago, federal dollars accounted for around 30% of Utah's expenditures. But Dougal's office says the long-term trend over three decades tilts upward, and that's concerning to many Utah leaders, especially after the federal shutdown 2 years ago. Legislators have created a federal funds risk calculator. It shows how the uncertainty of federal money can affect specific Utah programs like public education, transportation, jobs, and social support services. Dougal says accurate, reliable data helps decision-makers navigate the important issues of the day.
Medicaid expansion has been a big debate, and one of the issues they talked about is how much money is coming from the federal government and whether or not that money is going to be there long term. And I think that's important information as part of those debates.
Lawmakers will be considering the federal funds audit as they begin hammering out next year's budget in a few weeks. Dougal says the flow of federal dollars affects every Utahn, although some see the impacts more than others. Judy Fays, KUER News.